If you can't close a sale, you don't have a sale. Everything a recruiter has done up to the point where they're involved in a face-to-face relationship is wasted activity, unless they ask for the commitment. Recruiters have to remember this. Asking for the order or closing the sale is not nearly as major of a task as some recruiters might think it is. Many years ago, recruiters were taught that everything was about the close. Recruiting wisdom now recognizes that finalizing a transaction and gaining commitment from the applicant is a consequence of a lot of other things that happen up to that point. Let's look at five things that truly determine whether you're in a position to close the sale. First, you've gained positive rapport and acceptance, and you've earned the applicant's trust. If they're not comfortable with you, if there's not acceptance, if they don't trust you, you're never going to get beyond that point. They're going to spend all of their time fighting their reaction to you and almost everything you say. Second, you've been in front of the right person at the right time with the right message. You can be in front of the right person at the wrong time or with the wrong message, and it won't work. This is why it's so important to call on the right person at the right time and with the right message. This must start earlier in the process instead of when you make the last attempt to finalize the transaction. Third, you have qualified the applicant correctly and thoroughly, and you presented the right solutions specifically geared to their problems or interests. If your applicant has to make any kind of mental leap between what they've told you they're trying to accomplish and what you tell them you can help them with, you're going to have a problem. Don't expect them to connect the dots. That's your job as a recruiting professional. Fourth, you've created sufficient value for the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity. If the applicant feels that the value exceeds the cost of the commitment, they are in fact going to make the decision to join. If they feel the price of joining exceeds the value, they're simply not going to commit to anything the Air Force Reserve can offer. And fifth, you've successfully completed the first five steps of the impact selling system. Investigate, meet, probe, apply, and convince. Remember, you may not necessarily have to complete each step of the impact selling system, but your applicant does. In their mind, they must complete every step. And if they complete any step faster than you do, it's your responsibility to catch up to them. There are five basic things that have to happen before you ask an applicant to commit to joining the Air Force Reserve. 1. Positive rapport, acceptance, and trust. 2. You're in front of the right person at the right time with the right message. 3. You've qualified the applicant correctly and presented the right solution for their problems or interests. 4. You've created sufficient value for the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity. And 5. You've successfully completed the first five steps of the impact selling system. There's no such thing as trial closing or testing the water. You simply have to go through these processes for you to earn the right to ask someone to join the Air Force Reserve. There's no easy shortcut to gaining the commitment. You've got to go through your sales process to make it happen. The bottom line is still a simple concept. You have to ask your applicant to join the Air Force Reserve. You can't make the decision to commit for your applicant, but you can make the decision-making process much easier for them. Let's take a look at some proven and tested strategies for making the decision to commit easier for both you and your applicant. First, be sure you ask feedback questions throughout the interview. This simple concept will allow you to move forward towards finalization of the transaction before you actually get there. By moving slowly, the final step may be a small one. Let's talk about what a feedback question might actually sound like. Can you expand on that a little further? Does this make sense? How does this look to you? How are we doing so far? What do you think? Does this look like something you might be able to use? Why are these questions so important? Because if you make your sales presentation a monologue instead of a dialogue, you're never going to find the depth of water in which you find yourself. You want to make sure it stays targeted. Second, when it does come time to finalize transactions, applicants exhibit what are called buying signals. A buying signal is anything an applicant says or does, indicating that he or she is favorably disposed to your proposition. Buying signals can either be verbal or nonverbal. Now let's give you some examples of four exact verbal buying signals. Here are four examples of verbal buying signals. How soon could I attend basic training? Do you have any cross-training opportunities? Where are some of the places I could go on my annual tours? How do you pay out the enlistment bonuses? Did you notice they have mentally almost taken ownership because the questions are implementation questions? What you're looking for is some positive inclination on the applicant's part. In some cases, the applicant may show that positive inclination with declarative statements. That bonus would help me buy a new car. The retirement program would mean I didn't waste my years on active duty. Nonverbal signals are things the applicant physically does. If you're in a position where you're totally focused on yourself and you have no idea what's going on around you, you're not going to pick up on these verbal or nonverbal signals. Here are four nonverbal signals that you can look for. 1. The applicant may lean forward instead of leaning back. 2. They may become less formal, friendlier. 3. They may bring someone else in to listen to what it is you have to say, to substantiate that they believe in fact what you're saying, and they want to get a reality check. Let me go get my wife so she can hear what it is you just told me. 4. They may actually ask for a tour of the base or pick up a piece of Air Force Reserve advertising literature or a fact sheet and read it more closely. Or they may actually grab a calculator and start computing some numbers to come up with some dollar figures. These are nonverbal signs that indicate they're really interested in moving forward. You want to combine feedback questions with the buying signals. The questions will help you and the applicant to narrow your focus. If the applicant's responses are positive, you can assume the process is flowing the way you want it to flow and that you're moving toward the tie-it-up step of the impact selling system. Hopefully, at this point, if you've done everything right, you can assume your applicant will agree to join the Air Force Reserve. Open up the tie-it-up step on a positive note by asking a question such as, "Is there anything that would keep you from going ahead with this opportunity?" If the applicant does not offer any objections, you're now ready to ask for the commitment using the assumptive close, and that can be done in one of two ways, in the form of a question or a declarative statement. Here are some questions you could use to ask your applicant to commit. Would you like me to get the paperwork started? When would be the best day this week for you to enlist? Which of the career fields I discussed would you like to enlist into? If you do not wish to ask a question, you can issue a declarative statement. For example, let's get started on the paperwork. Let's set up an enlistment date. The assumptive close puts very little direct pressure on the applicant. It isn't heavy-handed, manipulative, high-pressure, or pushy. The key is the feedback questions you have been asking up to that point, and your observation of verbal and nonverbal cues that will let you know if your presentation has been or not been on target. So if it's feedback questions, verbal, nonverbal, then you move in and say, "Okay, it's assumptive close. Present the benefits, present the commitment, ask them to join." Here's an interesting question. How do you deal with people's fears of making a decision? Quite often an applicant is sold on the recruiting opportunity and they feel comfortable with all the conditions, yet they still seem to remain hesitant about making that final decision to commit. In cases like this, it is absolutely critical that you allow the applicant to proceed according to his or her own internal time clock. Never make an applicant feel rushed. If you're unable to find the major reason behind an applicant's hesitancy, keep probing until you're able to pin down what the dominant hesitation is all about. Once you uncover a key issue this late in the sales process, focus on the issues as precisely as possible. Use straightforward and honest questions like, "If it were not for the July reporting date for basic training, would you be ready to go ahead with this?" If the applicant says yes, end your questioning and negotiate a new set of conditions that are acceptable to the applicant, such as a basic training reporting date that better fits their time schedule. So many people think that closing the sale is a heavy-handed act, but we're really not talking about heavy-handed, manipulative closing skills. We're talking about a logical conclusion to something that actually has built over the period of time of the presentation. In the investigative step, you've prospected for leads and found a qualified applicant. In the meet step, you've built trust and rapport. In the probe step, you've asked questions to uncover the applicant's biggest problems, needs, or desires. In the apply step, you issued a targeted recommendation designed to solve their biggest problems, satisfy their needs, or meet their desires. In the convince step, you've offered third-party, social proof that supports all of the claims you've made for the recruiting opportunity you're offering. You've done all of these things. Now, what's the logical thing to do and expect? It's ask for the commitment and then expect the applicant will say yes. If you don't ask your applicant to buy your recruiting opportunity, you haven't closed the sale. And that also means you don't have a sale. As a recruiter, you're supposed to sell the Air Force Reserve lifestyle opportunity.